You know, now that millions of Americans have accepted private companies like Facebook and Twitter censoring free speech as a legitimate way to protect us from ourselves, expect that standard to be extended to several other topics, including but not limited to climate change, immigration, vaccinations, trade deals, abortion, gun rights, gender, race, income inequality, animal rights, environmental justice. In fact, just about anything the left can think up and declare off limits, you could be censored for bucking the trend. You could be nailed for bucking the trend. All true. It's just a damn frightening place to be, isn't it? It really is. And by the way, speaking of social media and banning people for threatening speech, let me take you back just a few weeks to Michigan State Rep. Cynthia Jones. Do you remember her? State Rep. Cynthia Jones. It's a quick reminder from those clutching their pearls about alleged right-wing violence and dangerous hate speech or whatever such rot they're selling you. Listen to Cynthia Jones. It's bite number 9. I just want to remind you of what's out there that's not censored. Here it is, bite 9.
So this is just a warning to you Trumpers. Be careful. Walk lightly. We ain't playing with you. Enough of the shenanigans. Enough. It's enough. And for those of you who are soldiers, you know how to do it. Do it right. Be in order. Make them pay.
That, of course, is completely acceptable on Twitter and Facebook. Those kinds of direct threats against Trumpers calling on military and so forth, do the right thing. The double standards are nauseating. I believe in the freedom of speech. I don't care that she said that on social media. Should she be banned for it? No. I don't care. Neither should anyone else, in my estimation. I'm more inclined to defend the freedom of speech over all else. It's how I was raised. It's what my school teacher mother taught me. The freedom of speech above all else. The right to your own point of view. The right to your own positions. The right to express yourself any way you see fit. And the fact of the matter is this. You either accept all speech or none of it. There is no middle ground here. You can't, well, I'm okay with this freedom of speech, but not that. No, it's all or none. You get it all or you get none of it. There's no middle ground here. There is no, I can take this but not that. Sorry, it's Cynthia Johnson. I apologize. Thank you. I wrote that down wrong. Cynthia Johnson. I stand corrected. That's why I have the best listeners in the world. But still, I wouldn't throw her off from social media for having that strange walk into left field. I don't care. I believe in the sanctity of the conversation. And that doesn't mean I agree with you. In fact, there are going to be many things I don't agree. I'll go back to my mother's lesson. You may have heard me say it before, and if you had, it's okay. Listen up, you might just learn something. But my mother taught me, my mother was a fifth grade school teacher for 30 years. And back in 1977, Nazis marched in Skokie, Illinois, a primarily Jewish community in Illinois outside of Chicago. Skokie, Illinois. Nazis marched down the street, and they had to go to the United States Supreme Court to get the permit because they've been denied. And the Supreme Court says they have every right to march through a community of Jewish residents, even as Nazis, as offensive as that is, and it is, because of the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. And I said to my mom, I was 12 years old, I said, well, why would there be? And she said, here's why it's so important. You have to hear everybody talk, otherwise you don't know what you believe in. And if you silence people, how do you know you agree or disagree with them? Let everybody talk. And then when they expose themselves for being fools, you can say, I want nothing to do with that. And that's the beauty of free speech, to identify not just the things you want to be associated with, but the things you want to be not associated with, that you want nothing to do with. That's critical. That's a life lesson from my mother. Turning my focus now for a moment to New Year's resolutions. Listen, COVID was rough on everybody. We didn't lock ourselves in the house with salad and vegetables. We locked ourselves in with Oreos and Snickers and, you know, pork, lots of good stuff. And we ate a lot of it. Well, now it's time to feel better. Get your weight under control. Get your blood pressure under control. Get your diabetes under control. And you can do it by saving money with My Pure Health Solutions. The ladies at My Pure Health Solutions are ready to step up and help you. They'll take $100 off if you sign up in January, and you should. Remember, obesity, the number one pre-existing condition that creates bad outcomes for COVID-19 and a whole host of other things too. Obesity, it is a killer. Call My Pure Health Solutions at 269-964-4044. 269-964-4044, or find it at gruberhealth.com. Gruberhealth.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing, it's an all the time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.